in Sioux Falls. Winfield United has new research on managing particle drift when spraying crops. Lillian Matadow, who is a senior research manager at the Winfield United Innovation Center, used a wind tunnel to create a real-world experience. When drift reduction adjuvants are added to the spray tank, bubble-like membranes are created. When the spray hits a crosswind in the field, fine droplets are created.
With that type of polymer, it can either be a polyacrylamide or a guar-based material, it allows these bubbles to form. And when you're blowing a bubble in the backyard in the summertime, when you pop one of those bubbles, it makes some fine droplets. And so that's where we think some of the fine droplets that we've been finding with some of these sprays come from, is this these bags breaking up, these bubbles popping.
And with the potential for drift from the new dicamba formulations, Maadow says it's important to use the right adjuvant.
Especially because a lot of these products aren't going out by themselves. You've got other things in that tank mix. You know, if you've got glyphosate in there, you're going to want to have a water conditioner. We found this effect with this drift control product. And, of course, a lot of tank mixes require that DRA in the first place, which is, it does benefit the spray. It does reduce drift. But then you have these bubbles that are popping and still creating some fine droplets. So I do think that there's a play there to really get the most out of that application.
The interlock adjuvant from Winfield United was found to optimize the spray application for both dicamba and non-dicamba herbicides. Checking markets before